Hi, everybody. My name's Howard. I'm an alcoholic and I live with mental illness a day at a time. It's nice to see everyone. I'm here to tell you in a general way what my life was like, what happened, and what it's like today. That's something that I like to carry over from traditional AA because it keeps me in line. Both literally, chronologically, and for me, anything over a half hour's embellishment. So I'll just try to do my thing. My story starts with a series of trauma bombs. When I was 2 years old, my father died suddenly from an aortic aneurysm. And, that messed up the family for years. It messed me up for years. When I was six, my grade school teacher, who I absolutely loved, left to get married to go to Florida, right? Another loss. When I was nine, my grandfather died. And since my dad died, my grandfather was my best friend. So here I am dealing with loss, abandonment, and it was traumatic. I mean, anytime I would talk to my grandparents about my father, they would just start crying, and I had a very tough time getting to know him, right? I've been depressed my entire life, and I only got my diagnosis when I was 30. I'm 63 now. So I can tell you for certain when I picked up a drink at the age of 15, I had arrived. It filled a huge hole, and I quickly became addicted. Beer soon became beer and weed. Beer and weed soon became hard liquor, beer and weed. And the hard liquor, beer and weed got peppered with lots of different drugs. I drank for 5 years. My drinking was intense. It was every day, certainly every night. And I wasn't satisfied until I was numb. That in itself made personal relationships very difficult. People didn't know what they were going to get with me. I spent a lot of time feeling sorry for myself, particularly in school, especially when people talked about things that they did with their fathers and blah, blah, blah. Father's Day was abysmal. And you throw the catalyst of alcohol and drugs on top of that kind of mindset, you get for one pretty fucked up individual. Excuse my French. I know that's not French. I made a very poor decision by going away to college. I chose Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, because it was the party school. And I wasted 2 years there. The drinking and drug use was out of control by this time, and I dropped out before I was let go from university. It wasn't long after that I went to a house party. with my little sister. My little sister's 5 years younger, and while I was away at school, she had started partying. We're at this one party, and it was like looking in a mirror, watching her drink and smoke, and it really upset me. It was like looking in a mirror. And we got home late that night, and I was doing a lot of soul searching. I was as lucid as I am today when I put two and two together, drinking and trouble. Today, I don't have any troubles. I may have problems, but I don't have troubles. And I was in trouble. My sister got put in a treatment center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and part of her family, we was, the rest of the family came down for that. And I watched a couple of movies and heard some lectures, and I'm like, oh, I am so in the right place. So I quit drinking and drugs. Cold turkey. That wasn't fun. Went back to Ohio and started my summer job as an overnight camp counselor. On my first day of sobriety, I was given 10 10-year-old boys to be responsible for. That is not recommended if you're new or you're old. It was ridiculous. My moods were swinging like Benny Goodman. It was not a good scene. After that summer at the camp, I went to a primary treatment in Baton Rouge. I had my choice of Baton Rouge or Minneapolis, and winter was coming, so I chose Baton Rouge in the South. I lived in a halfway, I went to primary treatment for 5 weeks, and then I lived in a halfway house in Thibodaux, Louisiana for 4 months. And that's where I got the AA and 12 steps introduced to me. I kind of bristled at the God thing, but I went with it basically to keep the staff off my back. That was a big deal, keeping people at a distance, not letting people in. I started sharing at the halfway house, but it was very on the surface. It was shallow. I had lots of issues, and I was too damn scared to address them. Came back to Ohio, started going to AA meetings. Got myself a sponsor, started working the 12 steps. My resistance to a spiritual way of life abated. I soon became more willing to accept a higher power in my life as a vehicle to maintain sobriety. The inside job, they used to call it. And I went to the meetings and I was active. I visited hospitals when you could still do so. Went to Rosary Hall, which is a treatment center that it has a lot of AA history and all that, but we used to sit in the room with the patients and drink coffee, copious amounts of coffee. And talk about early sobriety. And it helped keep me sober. In fact, I stayed sober for 35 years by not drinking, going to meetings, and praying. Now, somewhere in the 34th year, I changed my mind. That I changed my mind that this God stuff, I wasn't comfortable with it. It didn't feel right. I copped a resentment against AA. My meetings went from 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 to 1 to none. And within a year, I was drunk. This is a cautionary tale for folks who have been sober a long time. When you drink, it doesn't get any better. Even after all those years, having a head full of AA and a belly full of booze does not work. Constant, what's the word I want? Tumult, aggravation, fear. Everything came crashing back when I drank. Then I started to get into trouble. My marriage fell apart, lost my house in the divorce. Now I'm passing up a lot of things right now. I could tell you that I was a disc jockey, a limo driver, I worked in food service for 10 years. I never really had a career, right? I worked in IT for 15 years. That was about as close as I could get to a career. But when I drank, I felt alone, which is what I wanted. I wanted people at a distance. I didn't want to let anyone in to know how bad I was hurting. I didn't want anyone to know the remorse I was feeling, the guilt for picking up after 35 years. This part's fuzzy. Getting sober again was fuzzy. We had the pandemic going on. I was incapable of working. My depression was so deep that anything and everything caused anxiety. I knew I didn't want to drink. But I didn't know how I was going to do it without AA because that resentment was deep-seated. Met a friend in Cleveland that I hadn't seen in a long time, and we were talking and getting caught up. And he was telling me about secular AA. And boy, that sounded attractive to me. I eventually got hooked up with Westside Agnostics, and it was a bit overwhelming. It was nice. The people were pleasant enough. I found out about Tusnua about then. This was 4.5 years ago. And when I started going to Tusnua, there were maybe 10, 12 people. But the good news is a lot of them are here at this meeting today. Love you guys. Love you guys because you took the time to listen to me. You encouraged me to get out of my shell. Oh, it was hurting so bad when I came to Tusnua. I was a hot mess. But y'all carried me. I started to get active, chairing meetings, music hour. I love the music hour on Saturday afternoons. I'll be hosting this weekend, so come on by, we'll rock. What's happening today? I'm kind of depressed today. I'm going through a depressive episode. And all I plan on doing is riding it out. I'll admit that I get suicidal ideations. I've had those my entire life. I've had six attempts at suicide. One was, well, successful. I committed it. I made a noose out of neckties, went to the playground at the elementary school at the end of the street, and hung myself. But it didn't take because the knot that I tied the ties to the jungle gym broke and I fell to the ground. Did I feel gratitude? No. I was really pissed that I wasn't able to kill myself right. When I get those feelings today, it's the nature of the beast when you have depression, PTSD, chronic anxiety. Getting suicidal ideation is just part of it's the nature of the beast. It's what I do with it that I'm responsible for today. So today I reach out and I share about the tough stuff, not the surface, poor me, I've got some malady. I try not to go there. I really try not to go there. And fortunately, I have people in my life who will call me on it when I go into a dark place. They call me on it with love. And that's something I'll be forever grateful for. I relish the one-on-one talks that I have with people. I thoroughly enjoyed the convention in Orlando and the time after that in Clearwater. I'm stretching for things to say, which usually means I should shut up. I love you guys. I love you guys. This is a fellowship that I didn't have in traditional AA. I've got it here in Tusnua and secular meetings. If you're struggling, we're there for you. If you're hurting, we're there for you. That's how it works. For me, it's about connection today and not about how I can dig myself out of my own hole. Helena, thanks for asking me, and that's all I have to say. Thanks.